This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Wednesday, the 10th of April. The state government is looking at charging foreigners more to buy property in New South Wales, with Treasurer Daniel Mookie declaring money from overseas investors should be directed to help build new homes. The Daily Telegraph can reveal that Mr. Mookie is considering changing taxes the state levies on overseas buyers, which could see foreigners pay more to buy property here. The state government currently slugs foreign buyers more than locals on stamp duty and land tax for property purchases. A large group of Hell's Angels bikies charged over a joyride have appeared in court, prompting a heavy police presence in Adelaide's CBD. Police say the members of the Hell's Angels Outlaw motorcycle gang were all charged with being present with two or more criminal organisation participants on January 2nd. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Double time when it rains, a full month of rostered days off each year, and an extra $1,000 a week when working away from home are just some of the sweetheart conditions the Queensland government has struck with the construction unions under its controversial best practice industry conditions policy. The Courier Mail can reveal for the first time the detail of the extraordinary deals the government has gifted the unions and locked in on taxpayer projects worth more than $100 million. A policy the industry says has crippled productivity and made private housing developments uneconomic. Premier Stephen Miles on Tuesday defended the policy and said he made no apologies for looking after workers. And Melbourne's world-class major sporting events are encouraging workers to take sickies. New figures show absenteeism rises significantly before, during and after events such as the Formula One Grand Prix, Melbourne Cup and AFL Grand Final. Data from Shift Work Management Platform Deputy reveal the number of hospitality workers chucking sickies surged on the Monday after last month's Grand Prix at Albert Park.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.